Mr. Chair, first, let me congratulate and express gratitude to the Chair of the for the continued work in advancing dialogue on lethal autonomous weapon systems. We appreciate the role in text presented by the Chair on a set of elements of an instrument to facilitate the discussions of the second session of the GG on laws. Mr. Chair, the growing interest of the international community to address the issues related to laws is proven by the overwhelming support received by the UNGAR resolution on laws adopted last year, as well as by the large number of submissions of member states to the report of the Secretary General, including Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka remains committed, convinced that normative and non-binding frameworks are not adequate in addressing the severity of challenges associated with laws. Therefore, Sri Lanka supports UN Secretary General's call in his new agenda for peace for a new legally binding instrument to address these extensive challenges. I'm also pleased to inform that at a national event for the Summit for the Future held on 22nd August in Colombo, a separate session was dedicated to the promotion of humanitarian principles of warfare, which highlighted the concerning implications of IHL in the development of laws and the urgent need for an international legally binding instrument, while reiterating our steadfast commitment to reaching consensus within multilateral fora. As stated in the advisory opinion of the case for legality of the threat or use of nuclear weapons in the ICJ by late Justice C.G. Veeramanthri, the principles of IHL are meant to apply to the existing weapons as well as to the weapons to be created in the future, weapons already known and weapons as yet unvisualized. Accordingly, IHS should continue to apply fully to all weapon systems with broader coverage in addressing the present and future challenges of laws. Principles of international human rights, customary international law, and international criminal law are complementary in bridging the gaps in existing and any future laws. Responsible chain of command and human control on use of weapon systems should be retained in the entire life cycle of the autonomous weapon systems, as accountability cannot be transferred to machines under any circumstances. Applications of digital technologies, advancements in ICT need to be carefully and comprehensively studied and analyzed when formulating laws and regulations. The impact of these weapons in the environment, on the environment and health requires equal attention. In this critical global security environment, deliberations of the GG on laws within the current mandate are decisive in designing an important segment of the future arms control regime. Sri Lanka remains committed to the constructive engagement in this regard. The full statement will be submitted to the meeting website. I thank you, Mr. Chair.